Leninism, of course, you'll recall, was an ideology all about, in some ways, daring and bold will. Lenin very clearly believed, on the one hand, in the heroic power of individuals, all individuals, to change history. This was, of course, his idea behind the notion of professional revolutionaries. This was the idea behind his famous boast, which you'll recall from his 1902 pamphlet, What Is to Be Done, when he says, "Give me a handful of revolutionaries and I can overturn the whole of Russia." And in fact, after 1917 and in the years following, he repeatedly reminded his fellow Bolsheviks not to despair in the face of the horrible challenges they faced and the endless predictions of their failure. He kept saying, one needs to be imaginative and creative and daring. This is what it meant to be a revolutionary. And notwithstanding this waiting for the International Revolution and this heroic Bolshevik style, in many ways, Bolshevik leaders were rather unsure how to go about the job of ruling the country, not to mention of building socialism, at least while they waited for the world to join them. Part of the problem was a very deeply ingrained ambivalence in Bolshevik thinking about power itself, how it should be organized, how it should be used. Two sides of it especially. On the one hand, stood ideals about popular creativity, popular power. Bolsheviks believed that they could unleash the creative energies of ordinary people that would be able to accomplish a great deal, even miracles, they sometimes like to say. Especially, they believed that if they unleashed people's energies to control their own lives and to build a socialist society, which would be in the interests of common people, there were no limits to what could be accomplished better than any other government. This could be described as the emancipatory side of Bolshevism, even perhaps its democratic side. There was another side in Bolshevik thinking about power, and that was for the necessity of strong leadership and control. Discipline, part of the very nature of the idea of the Bolshevik Party. Dictatorship, even, by, of course, a vanguard. Even of the use of coercive violence was seen as part of their thinking about how to change the world. This, in other words, was the what might be described as the authoritarian, even the elitist side of Bolshevik thinking about power. Now, in some cases, different individuals held different views. There were endless debates within the party among Bolsheviks about precisely these questions of authoritarianism versus popular democracy. There were even factions beginning to form within the party around these issues. But it's also worth saying that for many Bolsheviks, both ideas held sway. Both sides can be seen in the thinking of individuals, and this is particularly true of Lenin himself. On the one hand, Lenin often talked about and indeed envisioned government as what he liked to call a commune state. This was meant to be on the model of the Paris Commune of 1871, often written about by Marxists as a heroic example of popular democracy from below. Lenin liked to talk about the need to smash the state that the exploiting classes had created. He talked about the power that was produced by, in his words, the creative enthusiasm of the revolutionary classes. He liked to say in his many speeches how the revolution had unleashed the, again his words, energy, initiative, and decisiveness of the people who could perform miracles. In fact, regularly in the first weeks after the Bolsheviks came to power, Lenin gave a variety of speeches in which he called on ordinary Russians to realize these democratic ideals of the new state. For example, in early November of 1917 already, he appealed to all working people to, his words, "Remember, you yourselves are now administering the state. Take matters into your own hands from below, waiting for no one." Most important, in the first acts of the new government, one can see this same set of libertarian, democratic ideals. And, of course, the related desire to ensure popular support in their authority. For example, a decree on peace was one of the first things in the new government passed already in October 26, 1917, and made it clear that a new democratic approach to international affairs would now be the rule for this new government.